Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Slim Chickens in Madison, Alabama. I have two special guests with me right now, Sabrina Agrusa and Jennifer Freeland, as we have just finished the Honoring Veteran Legacies fundraiser at Slim Chickens. They did a great job with this effort. Slim Chickens did a great job organizing with Honoring Veteran Legacies to help make this happen. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sabrina and Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Mark.
Glad to have you both. Sabrina, let's start with you. Why are you part of Honoring Veteran Legacies? What is it about this organization that makes you want to support it, be a part of this effort?
I love the vets. I love the veteran. I love the veterans. I love helping them, having special relationships, helping them cope with some of their
past traumas
from when they served. It's an honor to do it.
Did you have a relative, someone who was close to you that served in World War II or, say, Vietnam, that you cared a lot about?
Yes. I've had most of my family, from my father, my grandfather, my uncle, even my oldest son.
Excellent. And we get to meet these veterans. When you have this opportunity to meet these veterans and to get to know their stories, I know that brings you closer to even the organization and want to help even more. Let's talk about tonight. How many people do you think came through to support this effort?
I would say about 50 people coming through, probably more.
And maybe there's another opportunity in the future, maybe when people hear Slim Chickens is doing another fundraiser for Honoring Veteran Legacies, we can do this again?
Oh, yes. They said they can do another one in about 6 months, so we'd love to see everybody out then.
Oh, that's terrific. We're glad that you were able to support this way today and be a part of Honoring Veteran Legacies. And as I mentioned, Jennifer Freeland's with us also. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jennifer.
Hey, Mark. Thank you.
Let's talk about, similar to Sabrina, what is your passion behind being a part of Honoring Veteran Legacies and supporting this effort?
So I've got a bunch of veterans on my mother's side of my family. My great-grandpa was a World War II hero. I've got a bunch of his stuff at my house. My mom was in the Air Force. I myself served with the Army Reserves and have done a deployment. So I think it's a lot of just connecting the bridges, the old generation, the new generation, helping each other out and getting everybody together, making sure those that think they were forgotten aren't, and helping to get them back into the communities and, like Sabrina said, heal some of those traumas that they never addressed when they came home.
And you've been helping this organization for a while. How long would you say you've been helping Honoring Veteran Legacies?
I believe I signed up with them. It was the end of 2017. I attended one of their events, and one of their vets told me I was now a volunteer, and so I was now a volunteer. I've stayed ever since.
How would you emphasize to, say, younger people to help an organization like this, to be supportive of an effort like this, because of the fact that we're losing our veterans so quickly and we lose a lot of knowledge, we lose a lot of that experience when we lose them, but we can actually keep the legacy alive by having that knowledge? We've lost a lot of our veterans since I started with this organization helping, and it's going quickly.
That is true. Unfortunately, we are losing the World War II vets quite frequently. There were two or three the last couple years that have passed. For the younger generation, I would say if you see a veteran when you're out, stop, talk to them, thank them for their service, get their story if you have time. If you want to get involved more full-time, we have a monthly meeting first Tuesday of every month. We welcome anybody to come out to volunteer, to give a helping hand, or even just come out and meet and talk to our guys. So we are easy to find on Facebook. It's Honoring Veteran Legacies. We invite anybody to come out and meet.
Are you headed to Normandy in June yourself?
We are going to go, myself, Sabrina, Chris Bate, and several other people. We're taking back three different World War II veterans and meeting up with five others once we land there.
What does that mean to you to have this opportunity to experience Normandy with these veterans?
I think it's going to be an amazing experience. I'm actually bringing my 14-year-old along so he can get the history of it and have something to talk about, you know, in his college essays, or just even when they teach it in school, he can actually connect to it with the legacy of, I was there, I met these veterans, they told me their stories. And I think it's it does a lot more to be there in person than it does reading it in a book or watching it on a movie. It's, you're there with those heroes that served.
Absolutely. And Sabrina, what does it mean to you to go on this trip, to have this experience?
Like Jennifer, I'm bringing my family. My daughter's 20. She has volunteered with the group when she was younger. She has talked to some of the World War II vets through her volunteering, and she'll also be able to see and experience what they have seen and experienced through our trip. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's an honor to accompany them on this trip.
And the same question, if you were to share with a young person right now, or any person for that matter listening, the reason that they would need to connect or want to connect with a World War II veteran or Korean veteran, what would you tell them as far as being a part of an organization like this and getting to know those veterans better?
I mean, it's important that our history does not die. You know, we are losing these people on a day-to-day basis, and their stories are untold. And through our organization, we are interviewing them, and we're putting it out to the schools. So this, you know, these heroes, their stories continue on, because we are truly losing it. And the younger generation do not understand, I believe, you know, everything that they went through, and even the traumas that they feel today. And taking these World War II vets back to Normandy, it heals them. You know, some of them have not even been back since the war. So, I mean, it's important for the younger generation to realize what these men went through. We are where we are today because of them.
I would certainly encourage anyone that's listening right now to at least go to the Facebook page to get started. Go to Honoring Veteran Legacies and like the page, follow the page. You'll see the efforts that are happening through Honoring Veteran Legacies. You'll see the videos that Chris Bate is working on to get up so that the young people can be educated by what the World War II veterans went through, their experiences. And as I said, we're losing them very quickly. And so it's imperative that we get this information now rather than later. And Chris is close by. I'd like to get her in the show before we leave out. She's the director of Honoring Veteran Legacies. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be here.
What a great effort tonight. I'm really impressed with what was raised by Slim Chickens today with the people coming out and supporting Honoring Veteran Legacies. Let's talk about this upcoming trip and how important it is that these three veterans get this opportunity to go to Normandy.
Okay. So over the years, you know, when we went back with Forever Young in 2019, we had 16 all combat veterans, and we just don't – they're gone. So a lot of the veterans who fought in the Pacific Islands are getting a chance to go. And really, everybody deserves to be treated. Every veteran deserves to be treated the way they treat you in Normandy. And they treat them all the same. It wouldn't matter if we took Vietnam veterans. You know, they treat them all the same. And I know one veteran we took back last year, it affected him so greatly that he said, for the first time ever, he didn't have a single dream when he was over there, you know, and he's going back again this year because there's more work to be done. Well, we've got one that's never been back before who served with the 8th Air Force in England. He was a meteorologist, a weather predictor. And then we have Arthur, who was post-World War II in Germany. And to see them go in the schools and talk to the school children over there, and to see how they react to them. Those children over there have been raised to know that these guys are heroes and that they have what they have because of these guys in a way that we don't do it over here. So for them to get that, just that, they basically adore them, adoration. I mean, they get down on their knees. They tell them, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. My mother was, you know, locked up. Nobody had any food and you brought us food. And whether they were actually here or not, they realized that they were a part of this huge thing, you know, that freed these people in Normandy.
Let's talk about, for this specific trip, how's the support been thus far for the trip going for these veterans to not have to pay anything when they go on the trip?
We've almost raised all the money we need. I think we're like maybe about $6,000 or $7,000 short, but we've had a huge reception from the community. I mean, we've had CEOs step up and sponsor a veteran, give us $4,000 to make sure that veteran's taken care of. We've had individuals, you know, come up and do what they can. And again, we're going to the schools and we're having them write letters to them. And we have teachers write, and we have high school kids write. And really, that's one of the most special things that we are able to do for them over there, because then they really see the support in their community. But we have so many letters that we can hardly get enough manila envelopes to get them over there. I have one, I go with one big suitcase full of letters every time. So
wow.
Lots of support.
Let's talk about how people can support this effort. Where do they go to support Honoring Veteran Legacies if they would like to donate to this particular trip to Normandy?
Mm-hmm. They can go to our website, which is honoringveteranlegacies.org, and they can donate. There's a donation page. They can also mail it to us, and they can go to the website and donate through PayPal, or they can mail a check to Honoring Veteran Legacies, P.O. Box 1124, Madison, Alabama, 35758. They can also support us by coming and seeing the veterans off.
Okay.
And on May 30th at 10:30, or on when we come back home. I think our flight comes in about 6 o'clock on June 12th. And so they can come to the Huntsville Airport to send them off and welcome them home.
June the 12th is when y'all are coming back. That's my birthday.
That's so awesome. I'm sure we'll see you out there.
I'll be glad to be there. May the 30th, and then also again June the 12th. And this is at Huntsville Airport,
mm-hmm.
where this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, again, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. We are happy to support Honoring Veteran Legacies however I can through the Mark White Show. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Lacey J. Dalton on the program. She's known for her gritty, powerful vocals. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia, and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. As advertised, I have singer-songwriter musician Lacey J. Dalton on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lacey. Lacey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. I've had black coffee in my head now ever since I found out you were coming on the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I'm having a big cup of it right now. Well, thanks for having me, Mark. It sounds like your show is a really positive and wonderful thing.
Thank you for checking it out. I've just had a segment where I recognized some World War II veterans that are headed to Normandy on June the 6th. They served in Normandy, and they get an opportunity to go back, and just did a segment on that. So you're actually the next segment after that segment. And I know on June the 5th, y'all have a big effort for Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital. So that's great, too.
Oh, I'm really happy to be part of it. I mean, it just sounds like the best. I guess I think for 16 years, it's been like the top children's hospital. U.S. News and World Report says it's named among the nation's best children's hospital. But the number one pediatric hospital in Tennessee and shares the first place in the Southeast region for the second year. That's pretty amazing. And it's nonprofit.
Yes, absolutely. And we've had a lot of families that have been treated at Monroe Carroll Jr. here where I do my show. It's in our region. And so we have a lot of families that have benefited from that hospital. So it's really great that you can be part of Country for a Cause to support that effort to help
those thrilled.
Children.
I'm just thrilled to be part of it. This is the kind of work I like to do.
That's awesome. I love to hear that from you because my show, you know, I realize that you have a background being a celebrity and you've had some songs that have been hits, but I really like to get down to what is it about this person that makes them want to make a difference beyond that? Because you obviously have an opportunity with your name to do a lot of really great things if you want to. If you want to, you can go back and just sit back and say, you know, that was a wonderful time in my life and I'm just going to relax now. Or you can turn around and say, well, I want to give back with what I've been given.
You know, I think, you know, I have a foundation for wild horses that I've had since about 2003. And I also taught at a prison, for level 4 prison. With 20 to life guys, taught music and taught songwriting and singing. And I tell you, that was probably the best job I've ever had in my life. That was the most rewarding thing you can ever imagine. And, you know, my whole idea about people in prison completely changed. It was a completely different notion of who those people are. And I think that's what giving back does for you. It gives back. You might give back, but it gives back more than you even could ever think that you're giving. That stuff like that is, it's really why I did music in the first place. Music was always a calling for me, and I never had that thing of just really wanting to be, you know, this big star-spangled person. That's not really why I do music. Music is an incredible way to communicate with people spiritually. And that's what it is for me.
With your experience there in the prison, learning about those men that were incarcerated, in my experience as a law enforcement officer, being a police officer, it changed my perspective. And that's exactly why my show exists, too, is because I want those who are vulnerable among our community, those who have made big mistakes and have maybe walked a path that they regret, that they can find opportunities that I can help them too, so that they can get back on track and just know that they're not alone, that there are people out there who are supportive of them if they are focused on getting things on track.
You know, Mark, I did not know that you had been a police officer. How long did you do that?
Well, I started in 2000, graduated from the academy in 2000, and then I worked for several police departments. And my longest stint at one particular police department, which was I consider my hometown, was 4 years. And I actually started a tortilla factory after that and took 5 years off with making making tortillas and tortilla chips for my wife. It was kind of a different business, but we enjoyed it.
I mean, did you hire then some folks that had been previously incarcerated or parolees or anything in your business? Because, you know, there's a thing out here in the West called Dave's Bread. And Dave was an incarcerated guy. I guess he went back to prison about 6 times. He just couldn't get it right. But his dad had a bakery. And at some point, he just stopped being stupid.
Wow.
And he decided to do this bakery. And it is the most incredible, organic, really fresh ingredients in the bread. It's the best bread you ever tasted. And he hires all these parolees and folks who have, you know, who have actually gotten out of prison and are off parole, run this business for him. And everybody just, the bread is just so fresh and it's so great. And what a story. And he now goes around and, you know, he will lecture. He'd be great on your show.
Okay, I'm going to write his name down.
Dave's Bread, let me see if I've got a loaf here. I can see if I can. But he would be the most wonderful person, and you would be especially interested because you've dealt with a lot of felons, people who have, you know, who've made those mistakes.
Yes.
Okay, where are you, Dave? 15 years he spent in prison. Dave, D-A-H-L. Dave realized he was in the wrong game and knew he had more to offer. His brother Glenn saw a change in him and gave Dave a second chance by welcoming him back to the family bakery. Dave set out to make a loaf like no other, the most nutritious, organic, whole grain bread. And I can tell you, the result is what he calls killer bread. Dave's killer bread is built on the belief. Oh, here's something this will help. This is his, one-third of his employees in Oregon have a criminal background. And they have witnessed firsthand how a stable employment sparks personal transformation. He's at davescillerbread.com.
Got
and
it.
I bet you anything he'd be thrilled to do an interview. And he's got to be, he's got to be an interesting person because he kept making the mistake. He didn't just make it once. He made it over and over.
Yes.
And I think that's probably, you know, if somebody can finally, you know, get smart, you know, and finally go, this isn't working. I think I need to change a few things. He's probably the best interview you'll ever have in your life.
Well, you just give me another option for a guest, and I'm certainly going to reach out, and hopefully he'll contact me back, and we'll get him on the show, and I'll give you the credit.
Well, you don't have to do that, but I think that your listeners would love to hear his story. And I think a lot of people, and you know, as a police officer, a lot of people have a very different idea of who these. Now, I was on level 4, 20 to life, and my friend who was talking me into doing the teaching thing. I said, I don't want to go up there. I'll probably have to be like Nurse Ratched, and I don't want to be like that. It wasn't like that at all. I never had a moment. This was one of the most notorious prisons in California. A lot of there was a prison called Pelican Bay that was, for a long time, nothing but solitary confinement. It was a very bad prison. It emptied into the prison where I worked, which was called High Desert State Prison in Susanville, California. And it had this notorious reputation. I never had one moment of fear. The entire time, I worked there for 3.5 years, and my music partner, Dale Panay, has worked there. This is his 10th year, teaching guitar theory and stuff. They're so grateful for the programming, and they would protect you with their lives. I mean, they wouldn't let anything happen to you because they appreciate so much that somebody is coming in there to teach them something that they're interested in. I had no idea how important and powerful arts in the prison system can be until I became part of it with the William James Association, which is located in Santa Cruz, California. I had a friend who ran the music program at Soledad Prison for 30 years, and he's the one, I was in bands with him, and he was the one that said, he said, you have to do this. He said, I have a feeling about you with this. And I said, I don't want to do this. I mean, I've got to try to write songs and, you know, perform and be out playing and stuff. And he goes, no, you're going to do this. I'm going to make sure. I said, well, I'm not going up there without my partner. I said, can teach them how to actually play lead guitar. I can't teach them that, but I can teach them how to write songs and play rhythm. So we went up as partners, and it was really probably one of the very best experiences I've ever had in my life, because what I realized is they're just people. Most of them have had a really bad start as little kids.
Yes.
They have been abused. They have been neglected. They have been in families that are, you know, vulnerable families that don't have money, that the guy that they look up to is the drug dealer on the street, because he's the one with all the fancy clothes and the cars and the pretty girls. And there's nobody else around that has any money. So they're role models, because a lot of times the fathers in those families leave. There's so much pressure. They might have two or three kids, and they can't get the job to support it. They probably feel overwhelmed, and they leave. And the mother is stuck raising the kids. She has to go to work, and the kids raise themselves on the streets. That's what happens. That's how these people become how they are, and there's so much abuse in those vulnerable communities. And then they get into foster care, and our foster care system is incredibly broken. It just doesn't work. There's so much abuse in that system. And then when these guys finally, they're 16, 17 years old, a lot of them become gang members because they don't have any other family. And you can really see how systemic this is, and you can also see how much they want to change, how much they want to be part of. There are some that are just always going to be monsters, and they're just going to be in there, and that's it. But I would say 99.5% of them are not like that. And that was what was surprising to me. Did you find that surprising, Mark?
I came from that, and I was going to say I was thankful that my grandparents rescued me, because that was the environment that I was in as a kid, and my grandparents stepped in.
Oh, so you know.
Yes.
Whoa. Tell me, this is an incredible interview, because this is... this stuff matters to me, and it matters to a lot of people.
Yes.
I think I know a lot of people, and I was one of them. I was not very compassionate toward people who had done horrible crimes, particularly violent crimes. Once I got in there and I got to know them and I understood the pressures, and you know that from the ground up, what an incredible experience you have. And how wonderful that you're doing this show and talking about these issues, because we have got, I think in this country, we have become very divisive, and divided we fall. And I think we need to learn how to bind all of the diverse kinds of people. You know, the world is only wonderful because of the diversity of the people.
And absolutely.
The differences are what make it beautiful. If we're all the same, and we all think the same, if somebody isn't thinking, and it's boring. But when we open our hearts, and spirit opens our hearts, to begin to see the beauty in people who are very different and have very different ideas and beliefs than we do, we begin to see the real beauty of being in this reality, I think.
I totally agree with you, Lacey, and I am glad that this conversation can take place. I know that we were supposed to talk about other things, but this is so important, because yesterday I was just racking my brain over what I should say about childhood trauma, because children are never responsible for the trauma that they experienced. It's something that happened to them, and it wasn't within their control, and a lot of children become adults, and they carry that childhood trauma with them for the rest of their lives. And to break away from that cycle, and I'm still working on it. I still fight every day to work through that. But I find that if I focus on other people, if I focus on other efforts and just pour myself into other people, then it can help me to heal from the hurts that I had as a child.
You know, isn't it amazing when we are hurt and traumatized as little kids, we carry that stuff like in a suitcase with us for the rest of our life. Till we're 106, we still have that suitcase. We don't always open it up and smell the dirty diapers in there, but they're always in there, and they're in that suitcase. It's very hard to let that suitcase go entirely. We can keep it closed and we can keep it locked. It is always a part of us, and in a way, if we can bless that, I mean, what a blessing that you really know what it was like to be that kid, to be in that situation, and to have experienced what you experienced, the abuse and the neglect that you experienced as a little kid, to be rescued then by your grandparents so that you then also had that. But a lot of people aren't. A lot of people, they are just left to the streets. They're left to grow up on the streets. They sleep out in the, you know, they eat from garbage cans. They sleep behind trash bins. They're out in the elements. They're prey to all kinds of improper people. And they have no role models. And they end up in our prisons. We're the most incarcerated country in the world. But I believe in rehabilitation, and I really believe in it. I know it's possible, and you are the living embodiment of that. And what a great life path you have had. You know, I think sometimes before we come into a life, we're going to learn. These are the lessons we're going to learn, and we get this experience because you kind of have your PhD in life experience of having gone from that abused and neglected and really damaged child to being taken in by your grandparents and eventually ending up as a police officer yourself. And, you know, seeing both sides of that, you know, the men in blue and the boys in whatever, in the prisons. And what you do realize, you know, they're not so different from us. They just didn't have the breaks that we had. And some of them never, ever had any breaks at all. And some of those are the ones who will eventually open up like a beautiful flower and produce the most beautiful music and the most beautiful paintings. And I really think arts and corrections is just arts, and also sports in corrections, I think, are two of the most healing things. And people really can change, and they do change. And look at you.
Thank you, Lacey. I really appreciate this conversation today. I really do. I hope that you'll say, hey, I'd like to come back on Mark's show and we can talk more. I know they allotted me 15 minutes and you've got another interview coming up.
I do, but this is the stuff that matters to me. You know, I'm actually writing I'm almost finished with a project called For the Black Sheep. And one of the, what I'm doing in this record is I'm saying, hey, we need to look at this. I have a song that I released called The Devil by a Different Name. And it goes, one of the verses goes, call me left wing, call me right. We are split right down the middle in this fight. Divided we fall, that rule don't change. It's just the devil by a different name, boys. Mm. The devil by a different name. And then it goes, call me imam, call me priest. We are brothers separated by belief, but a loveless faith is a ball and chain. It's just the devil by a different name, boys, the devil by a different name. What I'm trying to do in this record is just have us look at what we're doing. You know, call me brown skin, call me white. It's not the color of our skin that makes us right. And if somebody tells you we're not the same, that's the devil by a different name, boys, the devil by a different name. A lot of us are raised with racial prejudice and silly stuff like that. But we know, a lot of us also call ourselves Christians, but we don't walk that talk, because what he said, the most important thing that Christ ever said was, love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit. Love your neighbor as yourself. And the hardest part of all, love yourself. That was the basic, he said, that is what I came to teach. And all the other laws of life were based upon it, but that is what I came to teach. And if we're not doing that, we're not walking that talk, we probably ought to call ourselves something other than Christian, because that's the basic thing. And we're not doing that. It has been such a pleasure to be on your show. And you just can call me anytime. And if you, you know, if somebody drops out at the last minute, give me a call. This is my number, my home number that I'm on.
Okay.
And just say, hey, this is Mark White, and I just had, you know, so-and-so just got sick and couldn't do the interview, and can we talk? Because I'm sure we have many, many, many things to talk about, including this fabulous benefit that I'm going to be part of, the 10th Annual Country for a Cause, Wednesday, June 5th at 6:30 p.m., and that's for the Monroe Carroll Jr. Hospital at Vanderbilt University, a great cause. That's a nonprofit hospital for children and one of the very best in the country. So I'm pleased to be there with T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang and Mo Bandy and John Barry and Chad Brock and T. Graham and Chapel Hart and Mike Ferris and Crystal Gale and Terry Gibbs and Lee Greenwood. I mean, it goes on and on. The people that are going to be there, it's just a great lineup. And Devin O'Day will be there as a co-host with Kelly Lang and T.G. Shepherd, who are old friends. And with T.G. and I have probably done 50 billion shows. Oh, he's great. He's just great. I mean, I used to try to talk him into being my manager, because before he was a big star, he was an incredible promotions man at a record company. And I used to say, would you please stop doing what you're doing and manage me? I'm the unmanageable. So I mean, but I just love him. And his wife is just she's an angel. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them and Devin and everybody else on the show. It's going to be great. And thank you so much for your time. What a pleasure it is to meet you and to see where you came from and what you're doing with that. I'm very pleased to know you.
Thank you, Lacey. And I want to encourage people to listen to The Wind. They can go on the platforms like Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, and they can listen. They can download Listen to the Wind. So I encourage them to do that. And again, I appreciate this conversation, Lacey J. Dalton.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome.
Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by today's show, listening to Lacey J. Dalton, listening to Chris Battea as she talks about our World War II veterans. I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. If you appreciate The Mark White Show, please share it. And then follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com.
Mr. They Cecil offer Batchford free is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchford really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love.
Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase.
Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your strawberry needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberries.
This is Cammy Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Hooray for the Golly Sisters, an I Can Read book by Betsy Byers and pictures by Sue Truesdale. And now, here's Cora White.
The Golly Sisters cross Big River. Big River, said Maymay. Very big river, said Rose. I think we should find another town, Maymay said. A town on this side of the river, Rose said. No, that town is waiting for us. See the sign? Welcome, Maymay. Welcome, Rose. Giddy up, said Maymay. The horse waded into the river. He waded deeper into the river. He began to swim in the river. We're floating away, cried Rose. Goodbye, town, cried Maymay. Goodbye, world, cried Rose.
Ay, yelled Rose. Ee,
yelled Maymay. Maymay and Rose closed their eyes. Thump. Maymay and Rose opened their eyes. The wagon was on shore. We're saved, Rose cried. Look, Maymay. Here's another town, and another welcome sign. Welcome, Maymay. Welcome, Rose. We must be famous, said Maymay. Every town knows us. Let's give a wonderful show, said Rose. The Golly Sisters headed for town. Rose glanced over her shoulder. Big river, she said. Very big river, answered Maymay. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White.
Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose,
making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.